I want to read from Genesis chapter number 1, and I'm just reading verse number 11. I'll read verse number 11 and verse number 12, and then we'll pray from there. Verse number 11 says, "Then God said," I'm reading from the New King James Version, "Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." When I read again, "Then God said, let the earth bring forth," that's verse number 11, and verse number 12 says, "And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind." Father, we thank you for this day that you have given us to come together in prayer, to lift up your name, to magnify you, God, to glorify you, to exalt you, and just to declare that there is no other God but you. You are God all by yourself. Tonight, oh God, as we come in prayer, we know that we're not coming in our own name as always. We're coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we come, oh God, we are not coming in our own righteousness, oh God, which is as filthy rags before you. But we come in the righteousness of the one who died for our sins and brought us into right standing with you. And Father, we know that you have made us kings and priests unto you, our God. And as kings and priests, we are not coming empty-handed, but we are coming by the way of the blood of Jesus. And we say tonight, O God, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication. Let something happen, O God, in the heavens and in the earth, O God, as we pray. Let legislation, O God, be passed in the heavens to affect things that are happening in the earth. Let there be a dispatchment of angels to go forth in the earth and to enforce whatever heaven has said. And Father, whatever injunctions you impose, O God, upon our adversary, let there be an enforcement of those things, O God, a manifestation in the natural realm of the things you have declared, the things you have judged. Let us see, O God, for your praise and for your glory. We thank you for every man and every woman that's going to be on the prayer line tonight, even for those that are going to hear, O God, in the days to come. May they be an impartation in their lives of the Spirit of God, an impartation of the same anointing that we are going to experience as we pray tonight. And as they hear God, let there be an engagement in their spirit, an engagement of their faith, an engagement of their expectation that indeed heaven is going to do something significant and special in their lives for your praise and for your glory. We thank you, O God, that you are the one who opens blind eyes to be able to see. You are the one who opens deaf ears to be able to hear. And above all, you are the one who opens the heart of man to be able to apprehend, to be able to conceive, and to be able to understand what heaven is declaring in the earth in this hour. And Father, your decrees, O God, our hearts we bring into alignment. Our desire, O God, is to see heaven on earth, to see your kingdom come as it is in heaven, for your will to be done, to be established, set and firmly established in the earth, O God, in our homes, in our lives, even in the lives of our children, that all praise and all glory may be given unto you, O God, because you are indeed worthy of it all. We acknowledge, O God, indeed, you are the one who made the heavens and the earth. You still have dominion, authority, and power. The heavens are indeed your throne, and the earth is your footstool. Your word, O God, orchestrates, arranges, and governs everything that is happening in this season of our lives. It is by your will, O God, by your permission, that things are happening in the earth, O God. That which you have sanctioned will overrule everything that is taking place in the earth. Your word still has that authority. As in the verse that we read, O God, you spoke things, you commanded the earth to bring forth, O God, and the earth responded according to your word. Tonight, O God, as you command the earth, O God, let the earth bring forth what you declared. You said the earth will bring forth, O God, fruit, seed, and every herb. Let that be like in our lives. The good things you command in the earth that is us, let the earth that is us bring forth. As you command joy Let joy spring in us as you command hope to come forth. Let hope rise up in us, O God. Because your word, the one that you said will never return to you void, is indeed going to accomplish everything you have sent it to accomplish in our lives. A manifestation of joy, a manifestation of peace, a manifestation of hope, a manifestation of the love of God as it is being shared abroad in our hearts. Father, we know that there are things that stand in the way, but your word will supersede every limitation. Your word will supersede every hindrance to the establishment of your plans and your purposes for our lives. And Father, tonight we echo that word that Jeremiah declared. You say to him, God, whilst he was still in his mother's womb, you called him, you appointed him, you sanctified him, and you set him apart, O God, for a specific purpose, a specific assignment, and a specific agenda in the life that you set out for him. We know that, God, you also have plans for our lives. You also have purposes you have set for us to accomplish in the seasons and times of life. We know that this season is one that you have crafted for us. You fashioned it for us, O God, that we may be alive in this hour to show forth your glory, to show forth your praise. Father, let your plans not fail in our lives, O God, that I stand steadfast and declare that our God has been faithful to his promises. Our God has been faithful to his plans. Father, there is an expectation in us that all that you have intended for us to receive, we are going to receive. All that you have intended for us to do, we are going to be able to do. All that you have said is going to come into our lives, O God, we wait expectantly to receive. Our hearts are open, our hands are open to receive. And that which you have ordained, O God, to be our response because of what you are doing for us, O God, our response, O God, will be more than adequate. Our response, O God, will be what you expect of us. A response of thanksgiving, a response of praise, a response of celebration of your goodness. We thank you, O God, for such a pregnant year that is pregnant, O God, with the mysteries of heaven that are going to be revealed. A season, O God, that is pregnant, O God, with the plans and purposes that heaven has laid out for us. The revelation that you said you are going to reveal in this season. The wonders, the signs you said you are going to release in this season, O God. We thank you because we are a privileged generation to see such great and mighty works taking place, O God, in the earth. In our life, we thank you, O God, for the doors you are going to swing wide open and give us the grace to be able to walk through. We thank you, God. There is no other God who can open those doors for us, for you are the only God that we have. There is nobody who can open those doors for us, but God, by your grace, not because we have earned those doors, the right to have those doors opened. No, are we good enough for those doors to be opened? But by your grace, you have determined that you are going to open these doors, O God. For that, we are forever grateful. And Father, even for the doors you are going to close in this season, who else but our God who loves us can close such doors, O God? We thank you for the grace to be able to understand that indeed some doors in our lives must be shut. And that some other doors must be open. We thank you for the opportunities that are coming, O God. Opportunities of elevation. Opportunities of advancement. We thank you. Opportunities to be enlarged. Father, even every struggle that we are going to engage and encounter, God, it is indeed going to work together for our good. Because you have already gone before us in this season to ensure that they are going to work for our good, as you have made all the crooked places straight, brought down the mountains, and raised up the valleys that we are able to enter in, we are able to go through. Father, even in the valleys of tears, we'll still rejoice because great wells and springs are going to come forth in that season of our lives. Even in the mountain peaks, O God, seasons and moments of joy and exuberation, O God, we are going to be mindful that it is indeed the sovereign grace of our God that has set forth those opportunities for us to experience the goodness of God. Father, we thank you for the miracles that are going to take place in this season. Indeed, O God, blind eyes are going to be opened. Deaf ears are going to be opened. Father, even mouths that haven't been able to speak are going to be opened. Father, the lame are going to walk in this season because you are the healer. Father, those that have never experienced peace are going to experience peace in this season. They are going to see indeed that you are the peace giver. Jehovah Shalom, you are. They are going to see that indeed you are Jehovah Nissi, you are Jehovah Rapha. Whatever God revelation you have ordained for this season, we declare that God, it is going to be in accordance to your word. As we saw in the verse we read, O God, you speak things, you command things, and the earth that you created is going to respond. We thank you, O God, for the blessing that you are releasing, O God, that the earth is going to bring forth our fruit, and we are going to enjoy, O God, that which you have laid out for us. The riches that are going to come forth, O God, we receive, because you are a good God. You will not withhold any good thing from us. But you are expecting us, O God, to be in certain positions in our faith, in our understanding, and in our convictions, to be recipients of what heaven has declared. We say, O God, tonight, as David said, O God, search our hearts. See if there be any iniquity in us. Cleanse us, O God, that we may be clean. Your word says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Father, only you can sanctify. Only you, O God, can wash. Only you, O God, can cleanse. To qualify us to come to the hill of the Lord, where we can learn the judgments of God, where we can have the scrolls of heaven being opened and being declared over our lives, and be able to see the earth respond in accordance to what heaven has declared. We thank you, God, we praise you, that you have already sent forth your spirit with instructions that this is what is going to take place in the earth in this hour. This indeed is the acceptable year of the Lord. We are going to see your goodness in the land of the living. And oh God, what great joy is going to come in the lives of your people as they celebrate all the good things that heaven has laid out for them. Somebody say hallelujah. And I want to say something here just as a segue to our prayer tonight. And I want to continue on the same theme that I spoke to you last week, which was manifest. It was manifestation, manifest, and preparation for the great year. And we're going to pray shortly as we continue. But I want to just bring this premise before you, that when we define, when we look at the definition of the word manifest, there are several definitions, but the ones that are more prominent or preeminent are speaking about making those things that were hidden appear, making those things that were invisible appear, make sure something shows to be real, to be true. I hope anybody can hear me when I say those are the most preeminent definition. We can even go as far as saying that when we say manifest, we are saying give a characteristic attributes, show a demonstration of that which has been hidden. Particularly when we speak about the manifestation of a spirit, or some say manifest basically means a demonic spirit is taking on is making a physical appearance, something which doesn't have a body is being given a bodily expression. Those are some of the definitions that are very preeminent in terms of manifest. But when you look in terms of the transportation industry, when you look at basically the cargo ships and the planes, each one of them has a document, a customs document that is called a manifest. This custom document is not only going to contain the name of the cargo ship, the name of the ship, is going to also contain a significant line that speaks about its point of origination and its destination. It is also going to speak, it's going also going to list or itemized list and enumeration of everything that is on the ship, which is its cargo, that is a manifest. So the document has the name of the cargo ship, it has the destination, it has the origination, and it also has a list of everything that it is carrying. And the premise that we want to present to you tonight is that heaven has made a declaration of what I'm calling at the 2018 manifest, the 2018 manifest. You have to look at time as a vessel that is carrying all the plans, all the intents, all the things that God has willed to be done within that season. So 2018 comes to us now as a cargo ship that is carrying specific things that heaven has said, these things are going to be unloaded, these things are going to be unveiled in the earth. And who are the recipients of the things that God has said are going to come to the earth? It is those who are properly positioned for what heaven has said is going to come. The Bible says those who know their God shall do great exploits. So the condition of doing great exploits this year, or receiving the item on the manifest that says great works, that says we're going to do great exploits in the earth, is going to come to those who know their God. So I want to ask for the Lord to give you the grace to open up your heart and your mind to be able to know Him in an intimate way, to be able to know God in a significant way, that you are able to position yourself as a recipient of what heaven has put in the manifest for 2018. There's going to be a breakout of miracles, signs, and wonders, but it's going to be for those who believe, says, according to your faith. So I pray, even Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith it is impossible to please Him. So may the Lord grant you the grace to raise up a level of faith in you that is pleasing to Him. The Word of God says faith without works is dead. May God give you the grace, the wisdom, and the understanding to be able to execute the works of faith, that you will receive and manifest what heaven has set on its manifest. I believe that some of you, this is going to be a year of significant transformation, because on the manifest for 2018 concerning your life, there is a manifestation of the glory of God upon your life. Somebody say hallelujah. There is a manifestation of the glory of God upon your life. There is going to be the excellence of God showing forth in your life. God is going to fight some battles for you to show you that He is your God, to show you that you are not only going to live just in the confession of the awesomeness of God, but you are going to live in a place where you experience the awesome majesty of God. Somebody say hallelujah. That means your eyes are going to be open. You are going to engage with some mysteries from heaven that you have never seen before. You are going to see angels ascending and descending. You are going to see prayers going forth and prayers being answered. You are going to see generational curses being broken, new cycles of life being established in bloodlines and families in an unprecedented way, because that what heaven has said is going to happen in 2018, but you are going to be positioned. You are going to see such significant levels of favor being released upon your life. The Word of God makes it clear that he that has found favor with God will find favor with man. Somebody say hallelujah. If you find favor with God, you will find favor with man. Because you found favor with God, many things are going to happen in your life. God, people are going to come around you to assist you, to help you, to improve you, to encourage you, to challenge you, to go into the next dimension of your life. Because heaven has decreed, heaven has put a line in the manifest that you are not going to be the same way that you were in the year that has gone by. Therefore, God is saying, I am going to send my spirit upon you. Oh, Rabashadabai. I'm going to send my spirit upon you. That when my spirit comes upon you, the heavens are going to open. You are going to have such a level of faith. You are going to believe the word of God for what it is. And the word of God that you believe, you are going to be able to access everything that is in that word that God has declared. And as you access everything in that word, you are going to engage the faith of God that is in that word. Because you engage the faith of God that is in that word, you are going to be rightly positioned as an instrument, as a vessel that is going to bring a manifestation, that is going to bring an expression of what God has willed within the word that he has declared over you. It means God's going to give you a level of understanding. He's going to give you a great level of discipline, patience, and perseverance to be able to search his word, to be able to find out exactly what God is saying over your life. I know some of you have been told great prophetic words of what God is going to manifest in this season of your life. I want to let you know that God, my God, is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. What God has said about you in this season, no man can stand in the way. It is going to be exactly as God has said. But you have to understand that the things of God require you to be in divine alignment with him. How do you get into divine alignment with God? God has to open your heart. Somebody say hallelujah. God has to open your heart. He said in the book of Ezekiel, he says to Ezekiel, there's a day that is coming when I'm going to take away the stone of heart from them. I'm going to give them a heart of flesh, that they will be able to walk in obedience to my statutes and my commandments. If you walk in obedience to the judgments and the statutes of God, you can just read Psalm 119 and you can see all the blessings that come because you walk in obedience. So I'm just saying, this year there is a manifest on the line. There's a line on the manifest that says an obedient heart is coming over you. An obedient heart is coming over you. An obedient heart is a heart that loves God. Because the Bible, Jesus said to them, if you love me, what do you do? If you love me, you will obey my commandments. So because the heart of God is coming, God is doing a heart transplant in you. He is doing surgery in you, taking away a heart that is disobedient, whose proclivity is towards disobedience, and giving you a heart that is more disposed towards obeying the things of God. Because God wants you to download and give expression to everything that is on the manifest that heaven is sending your way. I'm telling you, for some of you, you are going to experience a financial breakthrough in an unprecedented way, because God wants to show you that he is a God who does exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. You were declaring that, you were believing that, but now I declare you are going to walk in the reality of your decrees. Because he said by Job, he says to him, if you decree a thing, it shall be established for you. So I pray that now God will give you wisdom. God will give you the understanding. God will loose your tongue for you to be able to speak decrees that are in alignment with heaven, so that heaven can establish those things for you. Somebody say hallelujah. So wisdom is coming over your life. Understanding is coming over your life, and God is going to give you the ability to be able to speak what is in accordance with the mandate of heaven, because heaven will only manifest what heaven has declared. So your life is never going to be the same. There is going to be healing of marriages. There's going to be healing of relationships, because your God is also looking out for relationships. God wants to heal the total you this year. He wants to heal the total you, not just physical healings or emotional healings, but God wants to heal your relationships. That means your prodigal sons, some of them are going to come back home, because God is going to heal. Husbands, their hearts are going to turn. Wives' hearts are going to turn, because God is saying, in this season, you are going to see a manifestation of the goodness of God in your relationships. because God is the one who established the foundation of family as the premise upon which the kingdom is going to be established. It was Adam and Eve. Now it's Christ in the church. There is an intimate relationship, and God is interested in that. He is going to reconcile. He is going to restore. And also, I want to make this point clear to you. Understand that the number 8 is a number of resurrection. Somebody say resurrection. The number 8 is a number of resurrection, besides it being a number of new beginnings. And I say that to say this, there are some things that you were waiting for in your life. You thought they were dead. Maybe some of them were already buried in the grave of forgetfulness. Some of them already buried in the grave of saying, I will never attempt that again because I will never be able to accomplish anything. But I want to let you know, there is one who does not only have the power of resurrection, but he is the resurrection himself. If we can call a dead man out of the grave who has been buried in the grave for more than 3 days, I'm telling you, God can resurrect your dream in a moment. If God can birth a nation in a day, God can resurrect your dream by just a command of his word. So in this year, expect a resurrection of your dreams. In this year, expect a resurrection of the plans that you had. Things you said you were going to do that there had never been any resources for you to be able to do. Heaven is saying, God is the one who owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Heaven is saying, God is the one who owns all the gold and all the silver. In fact, I can only just declare to you, Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. There is going to be an abundance. You are going to see that indeed he is the possessor of the heavens and he is the possessor of the earth. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel the anointing just rising as I'm speaking tonight. I want to let you know that heaven has declared that the heavens are going to be open over your life. There are going to be rains, the former rains and the latter rains that are coming into your life. There is going to be the dew of heaven. There's going to be the dew of heaven that is going to come and water things in your life in a supernatural way. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel that there is somebody here tonight and somebody's going to be listening. You are walking in a season like Isaac, where God says, sow in a famine. There is going to be a bountiful harvest coming. The heavens are not going to bring natural rain, but the heavens are going to water your seed with the dew of heaven. Anybody hearing me? With the dew of heaven. Heaven is going to water your seed. Your seed is going to produce at its maximum capacity, which is 100-fold return. 100-fold return. That means your time that you sow in the kingdom, heaven is going to water. The time you spend in prayer, heaven is going to bring dew. Oh, Rabashaka, Rabandara. Every offering, every sacrifice, every gift you give, heaven is going to cause the dew of heaven to come. Ah, Rabba, I feel that strongly. The dew of heaven is going to water the places where people thought there was never going to be life. In the desert places, there is going to be an abundance of harvest. In the dry places, there are going to be figs that are going to grow. In the dry places, there are going to be grapes that are going to go forth. In the dry places, there are going to be significant things, things of value that are going to rise up, because God is saying, I am going to water your dry places with the dew of heaven. And I want to let you know, there is no water that is sweeter than the water from the heavens. There is no other water that gives life than the rivers of living water coming from the heavens. I'm telling you, your mind is going to be transformed. His word says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm telling you, there is a season of renewing, because number 8 is a number of new beginnings, is a number of renewal, it's a number of resurrection, it's a number where God begins to establish new cycles in your life. That means cycles of poverty are coming to an end. Poverty in spirit is coming to an end. Poverty in revelation is coming to an end. poverty in understanding is coming to an end. Poverty in joy is coming to an end. Poverty in prosperity is coming to an end. Poverty in peace is shown, because heaven is going to show you that indeed he is the one who gives, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Because God is going to show you, I believe, but you have to be strategically positioned. Your heart has to be a heart that is after God. Your heart has to be a heart that is after God. And if your heart continually walks being following God, there I promise you, your life is never going to be the same when this year is over. And I'm telling you, I feel strongly in my spirit that heaven is saying, you, the earth, you are going to bring forth things. That when you bring forth those things, heaven will look down and God will say, it is good. Anybody hearing me? God will say, it is good. That means, oh, karabasho tokobo shekeria. Let me put it this way. Remember I said the number 8, the year that we have is saying there is a 28 manifest, a year. God is saying, on this list there are the things that I am going to do. I just want to put this in your spirit, in your imagination, that there was a set moment in time designated by God that the Messiah was going to be born on this day. Anybody hearing me? That he was going to be born on this day. So that day was going to bring a revelation of the Messiah. That day was going to bring a revelation of the Messiah. And I'm telling you, that thing did, that day delivered. That day delivered. That day delivered exactly what God had put in that day. Anybody hearing me? Because there was a visitation from the angel to Elizabeth, to Zechariah, and Elizabeth conceived. There was a visitation of the angel unto Mary, and the Spirit overshadowed her, and she conceived, and Joseph took her as a wife, because there was a set moment. And on that day, when they were in the city of Nazareth, in that stable, a baby was born. The year that designated date and time delivered on the right port what God had said was in the manifest for that year. Anybody hearing me? I'm telling you, the Bible says creation mourns and groans for what? For the manifestation of the sons of God. God is about to show forth his sons, carried, being led by the Spirit of God. People are going to rejoice because God is coming in a mighty, mighty way. Now, I'm just telling you here, for some of you, heaven has said there are dreams you are going to have, there are visions you are going to have, and I'm telling you, you are not going to miss out in any of those things. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And that manifest has your name on it. It has your address on it. It is going to be exactly as God has said. Now watch this. This is the point that I wanted to make earlier on. You have to understand that when somebody ships something to you, anybody hearing me? When somebody ships something to you, they know exactly what they are sending you. I'm going to say it again. They know exactly what they are sending you. They know exactly what it looks like. They know exactly what condition it is in. Anybody hearing me? That when you receive it, you don't really know what condition it was sent in. But the one who sent it knows exactly what it looked like. I'm going to say it again. When you receive a package, you don't know what the package was like when it was sent, but the one who sent the package knows what it was like when they sent it. That when they come to you and you are holding what they sent, they are the only one who can make a qualification to say, this is exactly what I sent. And it is in the exact condition that you have to watch that. You have to watch that. Because here's the thing. Heaven made a decision. Genesis 1 verse number 11. Heaven made a decision. Said, let the earth bring forth. Anybody hearing me? Let the earth bring forth. That was a commandment. That was what heaven has said. In this hour, there is a manifest that says the earth must bring forth seed, must bring forth trees, must bring forth herbs, and those herbs, everything must have a seed after its own kind. Anybody hearing me? That was the manifest for that season. Therefore, now the earth began to show an evidence of what God had put in that time. Anybody hearing me? The earth was beginning to show an evidence of what God had put in that time. So it began to manifest. It began to bring forth. When it did that, heaven, the one that sent the manifest, looked at what was made visible. Anybody hearing me? What was visible? And God said, it is good. That means it is exactly what I sent in this time. So what's going to happen in your life now, heaven is going to look upon it and heaven is going to say, aha, that is good. Because it matches exactly what God had when he put it in time. Oh, God help. Because God knew, God knows exactly what he hid in this specific time. And this time has to deliver exactly what God hid in that time. I hope somebody catches it tonight. So heaven is not in the business of sending subpar products. Heaven is not in the business of sending defective things. Heaven gives you the best. I want to say it again. When heaven sends you something in the shape of time, it's the best. If you guess, some of you will be wondering, maybe some that are going to be listening later, they will wonder, give us an example. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his best. He delivered. And I'm telling you, there is nobody who can match what God gives. He gives the best. It's not defective. It is adequate. It is above your expectation. And when God looks at it, it will not be defective. It will not be deformed. The delivery process, the ship itself called time, will not deform what God is sending your way. So when I say joy, there's going to be joy. Not according to the definition of man, but joy as defined by God. Oh, help me, Jesus. Let me put it this way. For some of you, there are some words, some verses you were reading, declaring, and claiming. You had no idea, or anybody hearing me, you had no idea it was when you were reading those words and declaring those words, it was like you were putting your shopping cart on Amazon. Anybody hearing me? You were building your faith on that word. It was more like you were ticking every box. I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. And as you were doing that, heaven was shipping. Anybody hearing me? Oh, Karabash. Heaven was shipping. Heaven has now shipped what you ordered by your decrees and your declarations. It has shipped what you are declaring, what you're putting in your shopping cart, and you put it by. Do you hear the Bible say, come and buy without money? So by your faith, you bought those things. And from the warehouse in heaven, 2018, the ship is bringing those things your way. They may arrive at different times, but they are still in the same ship, because they are not offloaded at the same time. Anybody hearing me? Oh. And I'm just saying, We are here tonight just to make an announcement over your life. If I were you, I'll be ready to look at my mailbox. Look at your porch and see what heaven is delivering. Ask for God to open up. Oh, let me put it this way. He says to Philip, you are going to see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Because you believed. You believed. Your belief was like you are putting that revelation, that manifestation in your shopping cart. That when heaven sees it, when heaven sends it, you will receive it. You will see it. And I'm telling you, he saw angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Why? Because he was showing he opened a gateway between heaven and earth when he was on the cross. And he saw it. What I'm saying to you, your shopping cart is full. And heaven is shipping it out. It's coming your way. Now, can I go a little bit deeper right here and just tell somebody, you see, understand something. Human delivery systems like UPS, USPS, DHL, sometimes they lose your package. Anybody hearing me? Sometimes they lose your package. But heaven guarantees a delivery. I'm going to say it again. Human delivery systems may fail. They may lose your package. They may damage your package. But heaven. Okay, let me show you. Daniel was praying, and God sent an angel. There was a delay because of logistical delays, but heaven was determined to deliver the package in its fullness. But it sent reinforcements to deliver that word. Now, I'm just telling you, heaven guarantees delivery. And what you are receiving is going to be above and beyond your expectation. So now, here's the thing. When I order something online and I hit buy and I do my payment purchase information, I hit send. Then when they send me a letter, an email, to say we have shipped your gift, you have shipped your package, in me now there is an expectation because they give me an expected delivery date. There is an excitement in me to say, oh, it's here, it's coming. There is a joy in me because I just cannot wait to see what it's going to look like. For me to hold it in my hands. That's why heaven says, we give him thanks before we receive, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Because we know when heaven says it's coming, guess what? It's on its way. It will not be lost. It's on its way. So I'm just saying for some of you, this season, instead of you just waiting in your mailbox, go and wait on the mailbox called Thanksgiving. Or just find one that says, I worship you. Or just find one, I'm gonna preach myself happy before I go to bed tonight, even though we're supposed to be praying. There are specific places that are designated by heaven to be places where you are going to pick up your package. Anybody hearing me? Abraham, leave where you are. Go to where I'm showing you. There, I'll make your name great. I'll make you a nation. Not where you are, but where I'm sending you, because that's the only place you can pick it up. Anybody hearing me? Oh God. I think I'm gonna write that sermon right now when I'm done tonight in the name of Jesus. Tell somebody. Sometimes heaven knows you don't have a GPS system. You are going to get lost, but you're going to find yourself exactly in the place where God says you're going to pick up this thing. Oh, because heaven has made a guarantee that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I'll give you an example. You see, there was a revelation that was waiting for somebody to say, when this season comes, somebody has to discover the house of God. Angels ascending and descending. Jacob was running for his life, but God was ordering his footsteps. It is by no coincidence that Jacob chose that rock to lay his head upon. Because heaven was saying, on this port, there is a revelation. So some of you, you may not know exactly when it's coming, but heaven is leading you there. Heaven is leading you to the exact place that you're supposed to be. But I wanted to go, that was a side note, I wanted to go to this one. When you look at the book of Habakkuk, anybody know that book? The prophet Habakkuk. He said, I will go to my place of watch to see what the Lord has to say to me. So Habakkuk, the revelation that you are looking for is already in time. But you have to be in a place of watch to receive it. You catch it later. For some of you, you are going to receive your sheep in intercession. You're going to receive your sheep in prayer. You're going to receive your sheep in thanksgiving. You're going to receive your shipment in worship. You're going to receive your shipment in travail. You are going to receive your shipment when the word is being preached. You are going to receive your shipment when you hear a testimony. You are going to receive your shipment in a dream. You're going in a vision. You are going, oh, Koboshakara. So all I'm just saying to you right now, position yourself exactly where heaven wants you to be. Because in that place, what is on the manifest, its destination is that place. It's coming, you're going to receive it, and your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Some of you are going to fall in love with the word of God so much, people are going to think you've gone crazy. Oh, because you have understood that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. All I can just tell you, this is going to be the greatest year of your life. Oh, you are going to live in the overflow. You are going to live in the overflow. Because this is the best year of your life. Now, when I speak about overflow, understand this. Our definition of overflow is different from heaven's definition of overflow. Listen, this is what heaven says overflow is. Overflow is a river. Overflow is a river. You won't be able to contain it, to restrain it. That's overflow. And that overflow, guess what? It's got its address, and your address is in it. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. I just want to declare that through your hands, miracles, signs, and wonders are going to take place. There is a greater level of expectation in you because you have been chosen by God. Appointed. Chosen. Appointed. manifestation is on the way. Let me just finish up by saying this. There are mysteries with God that can only be revealed at certain times and seasons. Mysteries. They were not going to be revealed last year because they were not in the ship called 2017. Anybody hearing me? Those mysteries are on the cargo ship that says 2018. There are things about God you are going to see that no other generation had seen before. I feel strongly I want to make a bold declaration right now, a bold statement. This year, I need you to watch what's going to happen in this nation. You are going to see God exalted. You are going to see idols falling. You are going to see men of power being reduced to nothing, because all power belongs to God. You are going to see false prophets being exposed, because they proclaim to speak on behalf of God, and God is going to reveal himself and say, I did not send this one. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And all I can say to you, beloved, do not be deceived. Stand steadfast on the word of God, because every deception is intended to move you away from the destination of the ship that God is sending your way. Stand on the things of God. Believe on God. Trust God. You are going to see the goodness of God. Hallelujah. We will revisit this when the year ends and look back what God has said. I'm going to write it down. When we get to December this year, we are going to review what God has done throughout the course of the year. It's literally going to be mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Because our God is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. I'm just telling you, I'm really excited about this year. Really excited about what God is going to do. But I have to be cautious in all the things that I have said to make this statement. The Bible says many are the afflictions of what? Of the righteous. But God will deliver them from them all. Here's the thing. I didn't say you're not going to face challenges. You are going to face challenges. But guess what? You are going to overcome. I didn't say you are not going to struggle here and there. But in your struggle, it's because there is a destination called struggle. And in that struggle, there is a revelation of the provision of God. In that struggle, there is a revelation of the awesome majesty and power of God and his ability to deliver. There is a revelation at that destination to say he makes a way where there seemed to be no way. There is a revelation in that struggle that he is the one who commands the storms to be still. So whatever destination you find yourself in, look for the revelation that is at that place. Because that's the intent of heaven. Revelation. So I thank God for whatever struggle is coming our way. God will reveal himself in every season. Every place of destiny, God will reveal himself. Every destination, God will reveal himself. And all I can just say to you, rejoice, beloved. This is your season. This is your moment. This is your time. Let faith in you arise. Let faith in you arise. And let joy, unspeakable joy, be your portion. It's found in Esther chapter number 10, verse number 3. I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. It says this: For Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. Did you hear that? Speaking peace to all his seed. That's Mordecai. Remember the story of Esther? All I want to say is, may this be your testimony for this year, that you are speaking blessing over your seed, preserving your prosperity and your posterity. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for you. I thank God for your life. And I just want to let you know, this is your year. Just be at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, doing the right thing to unload what heaven has said is coming your way on the 28th manifest. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen, amen. I declare you are blessed in your coming and your going. The works of your hands are blessed and positioned to prosper. Your thoughts are engaged with heaven's thoughts. Your ideas are not ideas common to men, but the ideas given by heaven. I pray that you are a man and a woman of great substance. In you, there is a divine connection with eternity. In you, you have been positioned to be a vehicle to manifest what heaven has declared. And as you open up your mouth to speak, God will establish your decrees. God will establish your declarations. And as you walk, whatever is in your way has to part, because God has gone before you. Mountains in your life, I command them to fall to the ground. The Lord places the valleys. I pray that God will raise them up. You'll be able to walk through, in the name of Jesus. Chains breaking at their own accord over your life. Yokes being obliterated over your life. The word of God being made manifest in you and through you. The goodness of God being your portion. The provision of God being your daily delight, in the name of Jesus. That when you walk through this year, through the season of your life, there will always be a song of rejoicing in you because of the goodness of God. Amen, amen, and amen.